Hello everyone, this is Arvin, aka Linus. Kailan may aka, no? Kasi this is the name na nakilala ako ni Invites. And we are still here in the Vera Filipino Problems and our episode for today. And we have to continue our talk about cultural differences from Philippines and Nordic countries in the Europe. So, Bites, hello. Welcome back.
Hello again. Welcome back. Long time no si Linus.
Long time no si, no?
Joke.
Nare-reveal na, ano, na yung episode ko magkakasunod lang ni-record.
Sobrang honest, no? Oo, long time no si nga, sabi ko.
Okay. Pero ano, pag-uusapan natin dito yung ano, yung cultural differences. This is just a continuation of what we had earlier. So, now yung pinakauli nating pinag-usapan is about personal space. So we go to the working culture naman here in the Nordics. So what do you feel about the ano, difference between the working culture dun sa mga past engagement mo sa ibang cultures? And I do know na meron ka ding experiences around Europe and wherever. So, and in the Philippines probably, I'm not sure, but yeah.
Oh yeah, napakalaki ng ano, cultural difference. Okay, I can only compare sa okay, let's say Philippines and sa Norway muna kasi parang yun yung best ano ko eh. Ano, sa Philippines I only work very ano, I work as a volunteer nurse kasi alam niyo naman sa Philippines, di ba? Volunteer ka muna after ka na-graduate. So I only work almost a year of volunteer work sa public hospital. Sa government hospital namin, sa Guimaras. And I must say, ang kaibahan, and here in Norway, I work as a, I'm not a nurse, kasi kailangan, ibang language, diba? So we have to study again. In a nursing home, as a healthcare worker, ang tawag namin doon, or Helsifag Arbeiter, which is actually, it's almost a nurse, but not quite a nurse. It's not an assistant, because we also give like medications and stuff, but still like not fully nurse. Okay, so the difference, oh my gosh, eto. Dito talaga, sa Norway, yun nga sabi ko, nasabi ko na din siguro, like, the time is very important. Sabi nga natin, well, like, if you work, pag tapos na yung oras mo, it doesn't matter if...
Di pa tapos yung trabaho.
Work, kung sino ang naiwan dyan, kayo ang magtapos. Parang ganun dito. And dun sa atin, alam niyo naman sa Pilipinas atin, kailangan tapusin talaga, importante tapusin overtime kahit walang bayad, go lang. Basta importante matapos yung trabaho natin. And we have to do our job ano properly and with care. And ano, yung superiority siguro, another difference. Like for example, 'di ba sa atin, I don't know, it's generally atin sa Philippines, we have like this superiority, like, you know, if you're the boss, if you're the head nurse or something, dapat ganito talaga, like, sobrang respect ang bigay natin, like, ganun talaga, ma'am, sir, ganun. Here, like, you know, like, our leader, like, you know, you can just, like, talk to your leader as, like, I don't know how to say, na wala namang disrespect, like, syempre, may respect pa din yon, but they don't require you to, like, for example, number one, like, to address them in a superior way. Like, just as we said, we call people here, like, first name basis. So, isa yun sa difference. And, yung parang, alam mo yun, like, very open, like, you're not gonna be afraid. Kasi sa atin, minsan may mga strictong boss, diba? Like, oh, ganito, ano yung ginawa mo? Dito, they're very open. If you make mistake, you just admit your mistake, learn from that. It's so casual. Like, at my workplace, I don't wanna speak, of course, for other people. Like, I speak from my own experience. Like, for example, we have, like, meeting. And alam mo yun, it's a mix of old, new, like, example, I mean, old, like, matagal na doon yung experience, and then may bago. These people, like, even if you're new, if you're old, like, you are given equal chance or equal rights to express your point of view, give suggestion, express your complaints. Everyone is being heard. Parang lahat ng boses na pakikinggan.
Yeah.
Ano, yeah. Ganon yung siguro, paano kay, I don't know how to put it. Parang ganon yan.
Siguro ano, open communication.
Yeah, no. Parang ganon talaga siya. Like everyone, you have to be, tapos minsan tayo, ano, alam mo naman tayo, mahihiyain tayo. Tapos sinasabi talaga nila, you know, if you don't know anything, you just ask, you know, with every one of us. Lagi sinasabi na sa work, every one of us here are learning. So, it's not wrong to ask. Minsan sa atin, I don't know, for me, sa Philippines, minsan, nakakatakot magtanong kasi sabihin nila na pag-aralan mo yan, dapat alam mo yan. Parang, alam mo, meron akong, ano, meron ganong, ano, minsan na parang, you have to know all this stuff already because you know na pag-aralan mo yan. So, minsan nakakatakot minsan magtanong. Tapos, minsan papagaligtan ka pa pag nagtanong ka, example, sa doktor or sa ano, sa mga staff. Minsan nakakatakot, minsan magtanong. But dito, I really feel like, ano, they're very open. And syempre, like example, yun nga, yung sa superiority nga, you have to, dito, dapat si, ano, si head nurse, for example, sa upuan. Tapos dito, head nurse, dapat dito nakaupo.
May sariling doon, kwarto, no?
Oo, oh, dito, sa lahat, mix lahat. Kahit sino, pare-pareho talaga.
Kahit dito, CEO, talaga, kahit CEO.
Oo, diba? Kahit mga boss, mga wala, hindi mo malalaman na ito pala, leader pala to. Pwede kayong mag-chika-chika na parang wala lang. Like, it's so, like, casual and equality. Tapos
sobrang honest nila, no? Like, like for example, dito lang ako naka-encounter ng CEO na sasabihin sa'yo diretso face-to-face. Yung ginagawa mo, hindi ko alam. Kaya tulungan mo akong maintindihan yung ginagawa mo.
Oh, totoo.
Eh, sabi sa akin.
True.
Yeah. I'm kind of, ano eh, directly reporting to CEO na on that level na ako eh. So, directly sinabi sa akin and parang ano, sa atin kasi parang nakakayang sabihin eh. Kasi parang ugali ng Pinoy, tatanungin ka, paano ko nakarating dyan hindi mo ito alam?
Oo, diba? Judgmental masyadong.
Yan pinakaunang tatanong ng Pilipino. Boss ko, bakit di mo ito alam? Diba? Parang, kasi wala naman tao nakakaalam ng lahat eh. Inaniniwala ako dyan eh. So parang ano, sobrang accepted dito as a culture na magkamali, matuto sa pagkamali. Yeah. Tsaka less yung ano, pointing finger.
Mm-mm.
Yung ano, nagkamali ka, okay, let's move on. Walang mangyayari kung magdudwell tayo dun sa past. Sa atin, sa Pilipinas, nangyayari na, okay, ikaw may kasalanan, ikaw to. Tapos, mabobrot up pa yun hanggang sa...
Paulit-ulit.
Ang galing magano eh, magbungkal ng history. May konting hugot, di ba?
sa kanila, super direct sila. If you make mistakes, they will address it to you and then it's done.
Move on.
Tapos na. Yeah. Dito kasi parang ang dami pang ano, okay lang yan. Tapos mamaya, pagtalikod, mamaya, wala pala. Parang ganun. Iba lang ha, not all naman. Parang alam mo na guys, may mga exemption. May exemption din guys.
Mm.
Kasi there are good and bad people all over the world. It doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what your color, your race, whatever, nationality or whatever. There are good and bad people in this world. So, of course, there are also always exception to the rule. There are also, for example, I'm not saying that Norwegians are like, you know, they're the best of all. There are also Norwegians like, ay, ito pala, one difference nga. Sabi ko nga, di ba? Filipino, the service of the Filipino people is one of a kind. It's like really amazing.
Personal.
Kasi diba? Yung Norway, ay, I don't wanna, ano naman, baka mamaya marinig to ng mga, mapagalitan
ako. Okay lang yun. Hindi naman generalize eh, di ba? Parang,
like you know,
certain instance.
Paggagawa sila, pag ginawa nila yun, like, ano, kahit ang, I don't know how to explain it. For example, we go to work, you know. For me, I have to find things I need to do for my patient, like ganun. And there are some na parang, okay, I go to work, like, okay, I do this and do that. Pag wala na sila nga, ano, upo na lang sila. Parang mga ganun.
No.
Tapos na, like, you know, I don't need to do more. Parang tayo, we want to do, we want, like, okay, what, parang we feel, for me ha, I feel like sometimes uncomfortable like being sitting. Kasi feeling ko na binabayaran ang patak ng oras ko dito, pinabayaran ako, tapos nakaupula ako. Ganun minsan naisip ko. Again, ako lang yun, mamaya. Pwede din naman. Maganda din naman sa feeling. Nakaupo ka lang, pinabayaran ko, di ba? Maganda kaya sa feeling nun.
Pero complete minsan, service, kumbaga. Complete service dapat.
Oo, pero yeah. Minsan, yung iba talaga, alam mo yun, naka, parang minsan, tapos pag patient nila, pag patient, kasi may assign na patient sa amin, no? So, kapag yung patient nila, kapag patient ko, for example, nagre-ring, tas busy ako, hindi, yung iba, hindi talaga nila kukunin pag hindi nila patient. Alam mo yun, minsan nang kakagigil. Tapos ako, pag patient nila, nagre-ring, pupuntahan ko talaga kapag ang feeling ko, ang tagal na nagre-ring. Eh, malay mo kung anong nangyari dun, mamaya, yeah. Kung nalatumba na dun, or matanda, or whatever, di ba? So, sometimes, I have that feeling that, naaano ako pag nagre-ring, ako, kung ano na ako, ano kaya nangyari dun minsan? Pero sila, minsan, sobrang tagal ng ring. Sabi ko, ba't wala pa din kumukuha ng ring na yun? Tapos nakikita mo sila nakaupo, nag-uusap.
You have the alam tendency, you know? You have the tendency to get it, eh. Diba? Kasi it's it's something na, okay, it might be emergency or not. Sila, hindi nila isipin yan. Kasi we're just safe for work. And that's it, diba?
Parang, yeah. Like, and also, if it's not their patient, like, they don't have a responsibility for that.
Yep.
Parang alam mo yun. And another reason why they say it sometimes, like, you know, for example, we have one patient, one colleague, since sabihin nila, na mamaya masana yan siya, nakukunin mo lagi yung pasyente niya, ayaan mo siya. So parang ganun sila minsan. So it's like, okay. Pero alam mo na, no judgment. It's like, you know, sometimes it varies. It varies.
Yun yung sinasabi natin, eh. Meron tayong Filipino care, eh, na yeah, iba rin yung culture kasi different. Natin. On a deeper level, in the familial level.
Yeah.
Ginagawa natin yun, eh. So what more dun sa work na binabayaran tayo for that, diba? So yun nga, yun yung wala sa kanila dahil hindi naman masyadong part din ng culture nila on their household, di ba? Mm. Parang okay, they allow their elders to do kapag their own stuffs din, di ba? So okay, it would be like really different din kung how we work on our own as compared to them. Sa kanila, ano, you don't do OT kasi you're not getting paid unless you're going to be paid. You serve your OT, di ba? Parang ganun, walang OT kasi kung hindi ka babayaran. Parang sa atin kasi merong mga ganitong rule, and I have experiences with other people na nakwento sa akin before na sa Pilipinas ako, na sometimes they have to render more than 3 hours of OT para mabayaran.
Oh, grabe naman yun.
Oh, hindi ko na lang babanggitin kung saan nag-work. Yun, they have to render more than 3 hours. Less than 3 hours is not an OT.
Not paid.
Like, grabe, no?
So, sabi niya, di ba, sabi ko sa'yo, 10 minutes, kahit 10 minutes na yan, overtime na yan.
Di ba? Pero isipin mo din yung ano, yung empleyado. Siyempre, ito ang patakaran. Pag ikaw ay hindi mo gusto yung patakaran, hindi ka noon makakaalis dahil wala kang ibang trabaho. So parang ganun nga, nagkakaroon ng antindi nung band natin dun sa work kasi may kakulangan ng opportunities sa Philippines. And hindi natin masisingay yung ibang Pinoy na, okay, kaysa magreklamo ko na, alam mo yun, pera-pera lang din naman labanan sa reklamuhan. Eh, idadaanin. Pero dito kasi, merong mga unions. May mga organizations. Natutulungan ka talaga. Follow equally, 'di ba?
Yes.
Parang matatakot din yung company na okay, baka magreklamo to sa akin at mawala yung business ko. So, sige, ano, pag-usapan natin. We have to like fix everything right here right now. Kasi ayoko lumabas to dahil mas mahirap ang magiging diskusyonan tayo pag alam mo yun, pag nasa labas. So, yun nga, parang if there are problems, fix it right here, right now. And then we move on together. Simply, di ba?
Yeah. Kasi dito, pag may nakita silang mali, they will really say it.
Mm-hmm.
And the union, sinasabi mo, like sa union, if they see something wrong, they will say it to the union, they will complain it to the organization or what. And it will lead to the, alam mo, publicize sa media or something that this do that, did that. Ano agad, kita agad lahat, very open, and then, sa atin naman, I know, we cannot, some people, we don't say, are we endure? We are, ano tawag doon? Merong tawag doon.
Tiisin mo, di ba?
Matiisin.
Oh.
We are very resilient ba tawag doon?
So ano resilient, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Filipino resilient.
Filipinos are very resilient. Tapos parang ano sila, like, you know, as long as ka, kaya ko pa, kakayanin ko. Parang ganun yung Pilipino. Dito sila maliit na bagay. For example, another thing about sa work, yung sa cultural difference. Sa trabaho, if they feel sick, if they feel, sick leave.
Walang limit. Walang limit.
Wala pang ano yan, sick leave agad. Tayo sa atin, kahit minsan, nararamdaman ka na kung ano-ano trabaho. Sige pa din, parang feeling go pa din. Kasi dito, no work with pay. Sa Philippines, no work, no pay. So that's also a difference, di ba? Tiisin mo yan, kung hindi, wala kang sweldo.
Walang bayad.
So that's also a difference.
Okay, meron kasing limit. Like for example, for the whole year, you only have like 5 sick leaves or hindi ko alam kung anong mandated ng batas eh. Usually, I get 10 sa mga trabaho ko before. Pero alam ko, na yun. Parang maluwag na yun. Parang 10 or 12, parang ganun. Pero imagine, no? Kung halimbawa lang, ang naging problema mo ay, halimbawa, na nagkaroon ka ng trangkaso. 4 days. Diba? Tapos 3 times nangyari sa buong taon yun. So, 12 na. Ubus na yung sick leave mo. Eh, paano yung iba sakit?
True.
May bilang kasi. Tapos, convertible to money. Dito wala. Pag nagkasakit ka, don't work. Kasi hindi mo mahawahan yung iba or para makarecover ka at ma-gain mo yung, yung working capacity mo again after a few days. Ganun sila eh. So, kaya nakakatulong din yung pagiging honest. Kasi hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, may sakit ako, pero wala ka sakit talaga.
Hindi, dito kasi sa amin, you can have 3 consecutive sick leave na hindi mo pa kailangan ng doctors.
Dito rin.
Pag umabot na ng, sumabra ng 3, so you have to show doctors, tawag nun? Certificate? Para malaman na, sikit ka ba talaga, girl?
Diba? Pero alam mo pag Pilipino, gagawin dyan, 2 consecutive, papasok, tas 2 consecutive. Mag-discard.
Alam mo, kahit may allowed tayo na gano'n, I think 10 na, siguro nga 10 din siguro sa amin, 10 per year. Hindi ako nagsisick leave. Pag hindi ako, wala akong sakit, hindi talaga ako nag-absent.
Hindi nangyari sa akin din yan eh. Parang,
ganun, like, hindi ko alam. Sabi nga nung mga kaibigan ko minsan, gamitin mo naman yung sick leave mo sa isang, may 10 sick leave ka sa isang taon, girl. Or, hindi ko na maalala kung 10 or 12. Hindi mo ginagamit. Sayang naman. Hindi ko talaga ginagamit hanggang hindi ako nagkakasakit. Ayun, parang alam mo yung sa akin kasi pag nag-absent ako, sino kaya ang kukuha ng may kukuha kaya?
Diba? Meron naman. Ganun yung mindset natin.
Nakaka-guilty sa akin minsan. Nakaka-guilty siya.
Yeah. Ako naman, na-experience ko din na alam mo yun, sabi, parang sinabihan din ako ng boss ko na bukas huwag kang papasok ka. Doon ka na sa bahay niyo magtrabaho. Kung gusto mo pa rin magtrabaho, sabi niya sa akin. Kasi alam mo nangyari? Ang nangyari, meron akong gout. Alam mo gout, di ba? Parang sumasakit yung paa.
Paa,
oo. So, sa akin naman, wala namang problema kasi nakakalakad pa ako eh. Alam mo yun, naglalakad ako pumunta sa office. So, that was before. Almost 2.5 kilometer nilalakad ko. Tapos meron akong gout. Ipinasok ko. Tapos alam na ng boss ko na hindi ako nagda-drive. So, nung pagdating ko sa office, syempre, alam, medyo may namimilay-milay konti, di ba? Tapos sabi ng boss ko, ano nangyari sa'yo? In English, syempre. Sabi ko, I have gout. Sabi ko, what was that? Hindi niya alam eh. Sabi ko, something to do with the feet. It's swollen right now. Then why come to office?
Totoo. Papagalitan ka pa nila. Ganun sila mo dyan. Papagalitan ka. Pag pumasok ka, may sakit ka. Papagalitan ka pa nila. Pag lumalayan, mas mahal ang babayaran ng ano. Yun ang isip nila, guys. Eh. Ganun ang mindset nila. If you go to work that you are, for example, may sakit yung likod mo, it will get worse. And the thing is, babayad sila ng malaki pag nag-sick, pag nag-ano ka, pag nag-long, ano ka, long sick leave ka, kasi babayad sila ng malaki. Kasi babayaran ka, if you're sick leave, you will still get the payment you have. And then, they will pay for your replacement. So, mas malaki yung ano nila.
Times
kaya
yung two, diba?
Kaya yung iniiwasan nila. Ayaw nila na, if you're sick, that you have to go to work as magtatrabaho ka pa. Mas better na lang na pag may nararamdaman ka na, i-rest mo na yan, mag-absent ka. Like, for example, I don't know how many, few days, kesa magdusa ka ng matagal at saka mas magbabayad pa sila ng malaki. Actually, yun yung ano nila. Yun yung mindset nila.
Oo nga, tama. Kasi company din yung nagbabayad dun sa occupational ano, healthcare. So, may point sila. So, yun nga, parang nagtataka nga din yung boss ko. Tapos, nung ano na yun, nung time na yun, sinabi niya sa akin, don't ever show in this office tomorrow. Sabi niya, may pagbabanta. Sabi ko, okay. I'll bring my charger. If you cannot work, don't work. I mean, you're gonna, I still bring my laptop in charge. So, inilabang ko talaga yun.
Oo.
Parang ganun. Ano lang din. Nakaka-shock. Kasi hindi mo alam na, hindi talaga ganito eh. And then, some other people in the Philippines, di ba? Kasi nga, convertible yung sick leave. Tinitipid talaga nila. Kasi kailangan natin pera eh. Di ba? So, and convertible to. Imagine a company that has no convertible sick leave. Pero hindi ka sick. Ano nangyayari? Sinusulit yung sick leave, di ba?
Oo.
Kung hindi siya convertible, hindi gamitin mo. Paano ko magagamitin? Hindi ako nagkakasakit. This is based from my personal experience. Eh, yung tipong malapit na mag-January, ay malapit na mag-December mo, ano yung marerenew na yung sick leave mo. Ang dami nagkakasakit pag-December eh.
Kaya magamit ko talaga yung sick leave ko. Feeling ko this year hindi pa ako nag-absent. Hindi po ako nag-sick leave.
That's very magamit. Filipino.
Ay, nakakaano talaga ako. Ewan ko, nagigilty ako na feeling ko mag-absent ako na wala naman akong sakit. Kahit minsan, for example, I'm very honest talaga. Like every time I come, magkakaroon ako. Pero I always get migraine. So sometimes, I go to work with such a heavy, like, ang sakit ng ulo ko. Sabi ko, kaya ko naman mag-work. So I still go to work kahit yung utak ko gumagano na ganun, kung pumupulso-pulso na yung utak ko. Go pa din ako sa work. Kasi parang feeling ko, kaya ko pa din naman mag-work. So parang, sabi ko, tinaulo ko na lang sana ito sa bahay. Like today, actually, I'm supposed to be free today. Di ba sabi ko nga sa'yo? Kasi nga, nag-ano ako, di ba free ako today? Eh, tinawagan ako kahapon. Sabi daw, can I work daw? Dapat kagabi. Sabi ko, no, I think I'm not feeling really so well. Kasi nga, sabi ko, I think I need some rest. And then sabi niya, nag-message sa, after nung call, sabi ko, di ba, sabi niya, okay, thank you na lang daw. Tapos, nag-message, can you work in the morning then, sa umaga? Kasi yung pang morning, siya na lang mag-work ng night. Tapos ako na lang mag-work sa kanya. Sabi ko, sige, parang wala na sila. Sabi ko, parang hirap maghanap ng extra ngayon ba? Sige na nga, sabi ko, pera na din to. Okay, go. Pero kahit na may migraine din ako kahapon, and like, syempre, I'm not like 100% now. Just because I'm still thinking of the work kasi baka mahirapan sila maghanap. Sige, go pa din ako. Tapos, of course, I want to have like rest na din kasi I was working whole week last week and I only have 2 days free, Monday and supposed to be today. Tapos ngayon, wala, work na naman. But still, you know, sometimes you gotta work just to earn, extra work. And then, another good thing, for yung November, usually, ang tax namin is half. So, pagdating ng December, medyo malaki-laki. It's good to work a lot on November. Kasi pag December, half yung tax mo for November.
Ano sa ano yun? Nasa, ano, work, law niyo.
Oo, lahat. Parang ganun siya.
Pag November, no?
Oo, para pag December, iniisip kasi nila, syempre, December, pang Christmas. So, parang sa atin, meron kayong 13th month pay, parang ganun. O dito, may half tax kami sa ano, pagdating ng December. So, mas malaki mo ako.
Sana all. Wala kami niyan eh.
Oo.
Tagtipid na nga ako eh, kasi alam mo yun. Dumaan December? Yung Black Friday eh. Nabiktima ako dyan.
But it's okay if you deserve it. You work hard for it, so you deserve things that you need. Yeah. Oh.
And then, ano, puntahan naman natin yung kasunod, di ba? Kasi dinahan natin sick leave, di ba? Vacation leave.
Ayan, vacation leave.
Andami.
Oh my gosh.
Andami.
No, like for example, for us here, we have a total of 4 weeks vacation with pay for a year.
Yeah.
Okay. And, but pag umabot ka ng 60 years old, may ano ka, may pang fifth week ka. So parang, alam mo yun, 5 weeks vacation. Ay, wait lang, 5 weeks ba? Or 4 weeks? Nalala, ano ko tuloy? 1 month, parang ganun, 1 month.
One month nga eh.
One month. Yep. So, pagka ano, pagka, ano tawag nito? Ito yung ano namin, no? We have a, tawag nito, all employees are entitled to 4 weeks and 1 day of paid holiday each calendar year, ah. Tapos, 5 weeks kapag ano ka nga, pag 60 years old. Tapos, sa mga pag-holiday yan, guys, ay, hindi pala holiday. Kapag, for example, national holiday, no? Dami pa namin yung holiday dito. Lahat, ang dami namin. Pag nag-work ka dyan, you are double pay. 133. Ano ba tawag dito? 133%. Parang wow. Yung extra mo.
Kaya, extra. Hindi nila inaallow yung mga extra hours, no? Kasi malaki bayad.
Like, you know, if you want, like, they really, for us, for example, they make sure that you work equal lang yung holiday mo. You can't work all holidays of the year. Kasi syempre ang laki nun, eh. Ang laki ng extra mo dun. So they try to equal it na hindi, syempre mahalaga din sa kanila na kapag may freak na may holiday, for example, mga let's say winter holiday, summer holidays, kasi pag may family ka, ibig sabihin nun, di ba, yung kids mo, free sa school. So, they want to give those mga holidays din or ano, para makasama ng family yung mga anak nila. And also, mga Poske or ano, Easter, Christmas, mga ganong holiday. They also want to give opportunity for example, sa family to be together. Ang ano kasi dito, guys,
galing, like, no?
Dito, they really give importance for family sa ano, sa na makasama na niyo mga family niyo.
Yeah.
So they really give this. Imagine 4 weeks vacation with pay. Asan ka?
San ka pa, di ba?
Totoo.
The best holidays, the best vacation leaves that I had when I was in the Philippines was like 16 days. Yun. So,
hindi ko na-experience yun talaga. Pero, sa Philippines din. Dito, I can't really say much kasi din sa Philippines, kasi hindi ko din talaga na-try mag-work din sa Philippines.
Yeah. Ako kasi, ano, I have like 8 years experience in the Philippines. So, yeah, I know the, like, a lot of things din. So, yeah.
You can compare din.
Nakakompare talaga. Yeah. Tapos, alam mo yun, dito, pag vacation or yun nga, holiday ang tawag natin eh, sa VLs, di ba? Pag holidays dito, gagamitin talaga nila by hook or by crook.
Yes.
Di ba? Kasi sa ibang ano instances, pag di mo ginamit, babayaran ka, di ba? Sa Pilipino, usually, okay, di ko gagamitin to kasi babayaran to.
Babayaran,
diba?
Totoo.
Kailangan ng pera. Perahin ko na to. Diba? Pero, yun nga, sa kanila, narinig ko yung isa, never in my life I will exchange holidays for money. Sabi nung isa kong katrabaho, sabi ko, gulat ako. Sabi ko, siguro mayaman to. Pero hindi naman, sakto lang din.
Yeah, no, importante sa kanilang time.
Importante yung break eh. Magagalit pa sa'yo pag di ka nag-break. Ako, nagpaalam ako. This year, hindi ako summer holiday. Kasi for the reason na pandemic, wala akong mapuntahan.
Oo.
Nagpaalam pa ako na hindi ko gagamitin, di ba? Baliktad, sa Pilipinas, magpapaalam ka, sir, pwede ba ako magbakasyon? Ilan linggo? Dalawang linggo. Pwede bang isa na lang?
Pwede ba magtrabaho dito naman? Pwede ba magtrabaho?
Babawasan pa yung bakasyon mo pag sa Pilipinas. Pag dito, boss, pwede bang di ako magbakasyon? Bakit?
Oo, totoo.
Cool.
Kasi actually, extra sa kanila yun. Extra din yun sa kanila.
Oo, ako nagrason na lang ako. Sabi ko, gagamitin ko kasi sa winter eh. Sige.
Pwede. Ganun din, like for example, like last year, may mga holidays ako na hindi ko nagamit. Pwede naming pa hanggang this year. Kaya ang dami kong holiday this year. Nagkaroon ako ng 4 weeks holiday plus 2 noong November noong nag-travel ako. So parang feeling ko ang dami. Imagine, almost 8 weeks na holiday ko. Kasi yung 2 weeks ko yun, may in between ng before and after na parang almost 3 weeks siya. Almost 3 weeks holiday na may bayad. So parang, ang sarap lang. Sarap lang din minsan na walang trabaho, guys.
Sana all.
Sarap lang walang trabaho minsan na may bayad ka, na may pera.
Oh, yun nga eh, nakakahiya, di ba? Andun sa feeling natin na hindi tayo pumapasok pero binabayaran tayo.
Oo.
Parang ano, para sa akin, ang kapal-kapal naman ng mukha ko. Pero normal yun. Oo. Pero ang hirap tanggapin sa sarili ko na ano to, this is my right. I have yes. to be paid. Kasi this is my right to have vacations. Alam mo, kahirapan sa akin magbakasyon nung nasa Philippines ako eh. Ang dami kong bakasyon, hindi ko magamit. Kasi, alam mo yun, kailangan mong maghanap ng kapalit. Dito problema ng manager mo na maghanap ng kapalit. Di ba? Doon sa Pilipinas, problema mo, maghanap ka muna ng kapalit bago makapagbakasyon.
True. Ang dami, ano talaga. It's really nice here. Pero ang ganda din dito mag-holiday sa ano kasi, like for example, sa Europe nga, kasi marami din ang mga countries na ano, malapit.
Na pwedeng puntahan.
Very accessible. Uh-oh.
Yeah. And you will get something like a 10 or like a 100 euro trip, di ba?
Oh.
Back and forth na, di ba? 6,000 pesos, nasa isang country ka na, di ba? So Philippines, ano yun eh, Southeast Asia lang mararating mo yan, di ba? Kailangan ano pa, piece of fair.
Oo, tama. But one thing pala about sa ano, the difference din pala naman about sa, si baka sabihin naman nila itong mga to, mamaya sa marinig naman ng mga ibang tao, marinig sabihin naman, yayaman naman mga to. Guys, mataas po din kasi ang tax namin dito at saka mataas yung bilhin namin dito. Yeah. Just ano lang, FYI lang po, para clear tayo. Opo,
actually, yung kasunod sa list ko eh. Kasi di ba, working culture, kasunod yan, tax.
Okay, kala ko kasama na siya doon. Sige, go.
Nasa flow tayo actually. Pero yung ano, yung tax kasi, nakadepende yan sa kinita mo sa buong taon. Ganun dito. Mm-hmm. Ayaw ko kung pares pa dyan. Progressive ang tawag dun. Progressive
sa amin,
tax.
Same siya lahat eh.
Oo, di ba? Mm-hmm. Same sa lahat. Tapos, ay, same sa lahat?
Same sa lahat. Depende sa kung ilang percent ka.
Yung kinita, di ba, sa buong taon.
Ilang percent ka sa work mo. Oo.
Kung malaki sahod mo, malaki din tax mo. Ganun.
Yes.
And then, ang hirap, sabi nga nila, dahil sa taxation ng Nordic countries, napakahirap maging mayaman.
Oo.
Tapos napakahirap din maging mahirap kasi wala kang tax.
Oo. you will get support. You can apply.
Oo. Di ba? Bibigyan ka pa ng suporta ng ano eh, government eh.
Di ba? Yung mga walang work dito, if you have like no work, meron kasi kami tinatawag dito na NAF. Like if you don't have work or if you're sick, you're not able to work, you can apply for support from the government, yung SANAV nga, yeah. And you will get money. Like, yeah. If you're a student, you also get some support. If you're, nawalan ka ng trabaho, kasi natanggal ka sa, for example, kasi nga nag-problem, for example, sa mga oil company, mga ganun, natanggalan, mga ganun. You will really support. Get support. So,
Part-time, di ba? Pag may part-time, yeah. Tapos, pag naman part-time, mababa tax, or almost nothing. Diba? Wala ka masyadong tax pag part-time yung ginagawa mo. Kasi meron dito mga ano instances na nag-aaral tsaka nagtatrabaho. So, basically, nakukuha nila yung discounts ng students kasi sa lahat ng sa restaurant, sa pamasahe, may discount ang students eh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, kung nagpa-part-time ka din, yung total na income mo for the year, hindi ganun kalaki as compared to full-time, di ba? So, mababa naman yung tax mo pagka ganun. Mm. So, alam mo yun, naiaahon mo yung sarili mo sa, ano eh, sa, like for example, ano ka, gusto mo talaga maging sarili mo ma-educate, pero wala kang panggastos. Pantay-pantay dito eh. Kasi lahat ng tao may opportunity. Di ba? And yung the education free, di ba? So,
yeah. Yun nga sabi natin, equality. Like, no, you can't be like super rich and you can't be super poor because like the income of the, like, for example, the higher you earn, you'll get higher tax. Those taxes will go to, for example, sa depende kung saan napupunta yung tax natin, pero it goes to help for those who needs, like, walang work, who are sick, for education, for the roads and everything.
Yeah.
So it's really going to where it should be. That's why for us, it's okay even though our tax is like super high, super big.
Mm-hmm.
For us, parang hindi ganun kasakit. Imagine mo, ilan ba ang tax nyo dyan? Dito, 30, 33? Ilan ba? 33, 32 ang tax ko. Nakalimutan ko tuloy.
Something.
Oh, 30 plus. So imagine,
hindi ko na i-reveal yung tax ko.
Imagine sabihin mo yung sweldo mo ganito, tapos babawasan 33%, sayang kaya, yun, ang lucky nun, Ben. Tapos, imagine mo, but you know, it will go to, ano naman, pag makita mo namang maganda yung mapupuntahan, and
yeah, bumabalik, yun ang maganda.
Actually, yeah. Oh, it's actually easy to accept. And, yun nga, for example, another thing about sa taxes, no, if you work, like, your work is like this, right? For a year. Tapos yun yung tax declaration mo. And then, it ends up that you work more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sa din ano mo, sa, how sinabi mo, ni report or ano tama, dineclare mo.
Returns. Yeah.
You will pay. You will pay more. Babayad ka. Kasi kasalanan mo yan. Ito sinabi mong tax, ito sabi mo income mo, tapos ito yung tax mo, tapos sobra-sobra pala yung income mo. Saan galing yan? So, babayad ka ng, pag sumobra ka ng extra work, babayad ka ng malaking tax. Compare mo dun sa mga, for example, for me, I'm always grateful. Kasi, hindi pa ako bumayad ng tax. Lagi ako nakakatanggap. So, ng tax return. So, it's really such a good feeling na makakatanggap ka. Like, at least, even if I don't really earn that big, like, you know, compare. May mga kilala kasi akong sobrang laki ng mga kinikita kasi sobrang daming extra work, ganun.
Oh,
for me, it's okay. As long as I get by, like, I don't need to be, like, super, super rich naman. I don't need to have so much money.
Yeah.
It's just enough. Tapos kasi, alam mo yun, babalik, at least, may matatanggap ako sa tax return ko. Hindi ako babayaran, diba? Yung pera, naging bato pa. Alam mo yun?
The good thing about this is that, yun nga, parang, you can get by. By just working the right amount of time per month.
And you can save. You can pay for your bills. It's expensive here, guys. Huwag kayo dyan. Yung bahay, pagkain, transport. Huwag nyo lang tanungin. Basta mahal.
you can see it in the internet, di ba?
it's the price of living here is high. So, don't say na mayaman yung mga tao dito. Depende lang yun how you use your money. As long as you have, like, you know, you have this and you have enough for savings. Kasi syempre, you need to save. It's important to have savings kasi you'll never know what will happen, di ba? And you just get your necessities. And of course, as what we said, we work hard, so we also deserve something good for ourselves. So it's also don't be guilty to buy something that you want once in a while. Not every day.
Yeah. Well, actually, meron akong mga na-notice dito sa taxation. Ito nakakatawa to kasi dito sa Norway, hindi ko alam kung the same dyan sa Norway. Pero dito kasi, ikaw magde-declare ng tax mo. Di ba? I-declare mo, ito yung kikitain ko sa, yung estimated na kikitain ko sa buong taon, isasubmit mo siya sa parang BIR dito, di ba? Parang ganun. And then, okay, bibigyan ka ng calculation per month kung magkano yung kakaltasin. And then, pag napasobra yung declare mo, may babalik sa yung pera next year.
Mm-mm.
Pag napa-under-declare ka, magbabayad ka next year. Di ba?
Oo.
Ang pinakamalaking difference between dito at sa Pilipinas, automatic ang tax. Dahil kapag ginawa mo yun sa Pilipinas na kailangan mag-declare ka ng sarili mong tax, wala magde-declare. Wala may gusto mag-buy ng tax.
Pero maraming issue yan, di ba, sa Philippines?
Maraming nga issue.
Hindi nagbabayad ng tax.
Ayun nga.
Mayayaman.
Ayun nga, exactly. That's what I'm coming from, di ba? Kasi, yung iba naman kasi, kailangan mag-declare ka. Dahil, kung ikaw ay, ano yung tag doon? Yung employee, na pinapasuhuran ka ng company. Si company bahala sa tax mo. Dahil nga, kung hindi mo ayusin, baka di mo ayusin. Dahil sino ba may gusto magbayad ng tax, di ba? Sa Pilipinas.
True.
So yung mga mayayaman naman na may sariling negosyo, they don't have any choice but to declare kung ano yung kinita nila, di ba? Yun nga, pero most of the time, they are going to be undeclared. Hindi naman lahat, hindi lahat. Pero yun nga, may mga tao talaga na okay, we have to take advantage of it because we are the one who is going to report the earnings, di ba? Nasa atin naman yung mga records. So, I don't want to pay taxes. So,
yeah.
Dito, it's the norm. Okay. Okay, walang problema eh, di ba? Kasi, alam mo, dama-dama mo na bumabalik sa'yo yung mga tax na binayad mo.
Oo, oh, so, diba?
Yeah. And
it's really nice.
It is really nice. Yun, tsaka isa pang napansin ko is like, pag nag-tax ka dito, kasama na yung pension.
Oo.
Di ba? Sa atin, bukod pa yung SSS, bukod pa yung PhilHealth, bukod pa yung ano, bukod lahat, di ba? Tax is tax. Tax goes to government. Di ba? Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. Dito, ano, yung percentage na sinabi mo, ano na yun? Kasama na dun lahat. Yun na yun. Diba? So I don't really think about it as tax kasi yung certain percentage of that will be for my retirement. So yung totoong tax doon mas mababa. Kaya ano sabi to kasi yung sa experiences ko when I was in the Philippines mas tapos pumunta ako rito, mas malaki yung percentage ng tax ko sa Philippines. I'm at that point. So that's why I'm thinking right now na okay, maybe it's better nga na to leave Philippines and sort it out around here. Kasi I gain something from the taxation din eh. Like for example, dun sa cost of living, wala akong na-gain. Pero sa tax tsaka sa experiences and opportunities probably will be the difference.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, that's ano, for me lang kasi din that yung tax is actually some people might not agree or not. For me, it's tax is at least for me here in Norway, like it makes it for the equality nga, as we said, like
yeah,
it makes not too rich or not too poor kasi nga it nag-even yung parang status ng mga tao.
Tama.
Sa Philippines, like sa Philippines, as you can see, it's super big difference. Mm. It's not easy din kasi nga mga, like there's a lot of businesses that don't have tax in the Philippines, that we don't put tax on. Like for example, local vendors, local shops, like Sari-Sari store. I don't think Sari-Sari store put tax. I don't know, some Sari-Sari stores don't. So, probably, alam mo, there's a lot of businesses who doesn't put tax on. And, you know, big businesses, I don't know, in the Philippines, you know, you'll never know if they pay the right tax or what. Kasi sa totoo lang talaga, kung totoo kung malalaking business talaga yan, pag malaking tax talaga nila yan, dapat malaki talaga binibigay nila yan. Alam mo naman, di ba? Yaman talaga ng Pilipinas sa tax ng mga malalaking business na yan.
Bato-bato sa langit.
Shout out sa mga big businesses. We are accepting sponsorship.
Okay, yeah.
Joke. No, but, no.
Yeah, yun nga yung ano, it's the irony of life, di ba? It's the irony of life here as compared to the Philippines, di ba? Tax is created so that the gap between the rich and the poor will like level up, di ba? Kasi if you're taxing the rich more than the poor, then mapapantay. Pero dahil because of these workarounds and this, you know, way to evade taxes in the Philippines, the gap of the rich and the poor are going to be lumalaki. Sa halip na lumalaki
and
lalo.
Yes,
diba?
So, babalik tayo dun kasi you cannot control kasi din sobrang dami tao.
Yep.
Like, so many people that you can't actually like, the tax that you want to give for the poor, it's sobrang dami nilang, it's not gonna be enough. Parang alam yon, it's still, there's so many factors that cannot yet, this system is not yet, let's say, not yet applicable pa din siguro sa Philippines, no?
Yeah. Basically, distribution of wealth. Diba? Mm-hmm. Sobrang laki ng difference. And, you know, if you're going to tax the rich and they are able to evade some or parts of their income, diba? And then that doesn't really make a lot of sense, eh? Or that doesn't really affect them. Kasi, kung mayaman ka at ito lang yung tinatax sa'yo, napakadaling magbayad. You can still make it up for the rest of the month, diba?
Yeah, like, you know, just as we said, like, life, like, we live here, like, to get by. Because, but there are some people, like, you know, of course, they work hard. Of course, it's acceptable that you work hard. Mm. You want to provide for what you want and desires in life. But sometimes, like, you know, you don't need so much money in this world just to
get
something that is not really, like, a necessity. Just to get it. I don't know. I don't want to sound so. You know, if you have your money, you spend how you want to spend it. It's your privilege. It's your decision. But still, just for the thought of humankind, parang ganun lang ba? Like sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's a Nordic, Nordic thinking, di ba? Na the money will bring you happiness up until a certain level na meron ka na nito, meron ka na nito. Iba na yung magbibigay sa iyo ng happiness, 'di ba? Like, okay, if you're trading like 10 hours or 12 hours of your per day of your life for this kind of money, is it going to be happy for you as compared to dun sa people na okay, I don't need more money. I just need just a few, just enough for me to make a living. And then I gain, like, for example, I'm just working 7 hours a day or something. Diba? So again, yung, as compared to the 10 hours, that's 3 hours of per day na nasa'yo. Na, alam mo yun, nakakatuwa lang din. Kasi parang the same lang din naman kayo ng level. Diba? Kasi those are paying taxes more.
I think we get that culture from Americans.
Yeah. That's very American.
The American culture is like they really work so much. Because I don't know, it reminds me of this film.
Yeah.
I got the movie, cool. Like, you know, Americans, they really work so much. They don't even have so much holiday.
Yeah.
But it's very important for them to really just, like, you know, busy, work, money. It's like that.
Totoo
but
yun.
Here in Nordic, like in Nordic, it's like you work, you have money. That's enough. Now you have time, free time for your family to relax. Like they even that they have to even that, like.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's cultural difference.
Hashtag
cultural difference.
Yeah, and you know, ang dami natin na pag-usapan. That's just working culture.
Yes, imagine.
So, yeah, I think we have to cup of this episode now. We've been running around like a couple of minutes already, and then let's tell the listeners that they have to expect some more between us.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Kasi marami pa tayo dito sa listahan, actually.
Yes. Abangan niyo po. Marami pa po.
Marami tayong pag-uusapan. And, you know, thank you, Bites, talaga sa pagpapaunlak sa aking invitation.
It's my privilege. I'm honored to be invited. Thank you so much, Linus, a.k.a. Arvin. Thank you so much for inviting.
Yeah, well, for people that doesn't know, Linus is my name in Kumu. So I started in Kumu, and I started this podcast in Kumu, and then I moved here in Spotify. So yeah, well, actually, planning to spend probably a couple of weeks in Norway. I'm not sure, pero pinag-iisipan ko.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Then maybe, I don't know, we'll see in Oslo. Maybe I will find time if my schedule permits. So we'll see. You'll never know.
Let's talk about it offline. Yeah, well, this is Very Filipino Problems. Na signing out. Thank you, Bites. Bye-bye.